What if an organization has to follow HIPAA and it also has to follow a New York State privacy law, but they say different things? We talked last week about HIPAA, and what's so great about HIPAA is that it really is a roadmap that tells you when you can share information and how to do it in a compliant way. And so HIPAA, interestingly, also addresses what to do, recognizing that there were state laws protecting patient information. HIPAA tried to address what to do when there might be a conflict with what HIPAA, might prescribe and what a state law may require. And the HIPAA roadmap or rules can be boiled down to two simple rules. The first is that if you're a covered entity, you should at least do what HIPAA requires. You will often hear HIPAA referenced as a floor or as establishing a floor. It really sets out the bare minimum that a covered entity should do as it relates to protected health information. However, if there's a state law, in our case, a New York state law, that is, quote, more stringent, and these are the words that HIPAA uses, then the rule is go ahead and follow the state law. So, again, at least do what HIPAA says. But if you have a state law that's, quote, more stringent, do what the state law says, the more stringent law, even if it's inconsistent with HIPAA. Now, more stringent means that the state law either provides greater protection for the information or it allows a patient greater access. The definition of more stringent would likely come into play where you have HIPAA, permitting a particular disclosure, but you have a state law not permitting it, or having additional requirements before allowing for the disclosure that are, stricter than HIPAA. In those instances, you wouldn't disclose it simply because HIPAA allows it. You would say to yourself, okay, I have to follow the more stringent law. That's the rule under HIPAA. And incidentally, HIPAA, by its nature, is permissive. It basically just says in these circumstances, you're allowed to share information. It doesn't really say you must share information, with two exceptions, which is if the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services is engaged in some sort of compliance investigation and seeks information, there's a requirement to comply with that and to make the disclosure. Or obviously, if the patient who is the subject of the information has directed a particular disclosure, then there's a requirement. In every other instance, what HIPAA really does, it flags when a covered entity and/or business associate is permitted, is allowed to share information. And obviously, just because something's permitted doesn't mean that you have to do it. The state laws are not necessarily that way. They are probably a little bit more instructive, more mandatory in nature. So, what's likely to happen is that there may be a scenario where HIPAA may allow a disclosure. A state law would say, no, you cannot. And then, under these two rules, you would say to yourself, okay, the state law is more stringent. That's what I have to follow. And because HIPAA is permissive, not mandatory, in a way, you're really complying with all the laws that apply to you. It's tricky, but that's one way to think about it. One tip is in your own organizations, after you've assessed, whether you're the type of organization that has to follow a particular body of law, if you happen to be someone who is a HIPAA-covered entity, but you also have to follow the public health law, or you also have to follow the mental hygiene law, both the New York State Department of Health and the Office of Mental Health have engaged in analysis, applying this rule of determining whether their requirements are more stringent than HIPAA to help those subject to the laws determine which law they have to apply. So you can certainly check each department's website for this very thorough analysis.